Welcome to The Clever Cookster, your ultimate window into the kitchens of the world's best cooks. I'm your host, Kara Rota. We are joined today by Jessica Robinson, the author of New England Farm Girl, Recipes and Stories from a Farmer's Daughter. Welcome, Jessica.
Thank you for having me.
Before we get started, I want to say thanks to this episode's sponsor, Betterment. Betterment is the smarter automated investing service, helping people to better manage, protect, and grow their wealth through leading technology. The service offers a globally diversified portfolio of ETFs designed to help provide you with the best possible expected returns for retirement planning, building wealth, and other savings goals. Betterment is a CNBC Disruptor 50 and Webby Award winner and has been featured in the New York Times, Forbes, and the Wall Street Journal. Betterment helps people to achieve a smarter financial future with minimal effort and for a fraction of the cost of traditional financial services. Learn more at quickanddirtytips.com/offers. So I know that you grew up on a small farm that produced its own food. How did that influence your approach to cooking and eating and your journey to now creating this cookbook?
We have a lot of heirloom recipes from the family on both. I have a French-Canadian side and a Polish side. And my husband said, you should create a cookbook. And with my farm background, farm-to-table was something that is not a new term to us. It was something we were raised. So I decided to put all the recipes together into a great cookbook and a tour of New England, as well as many recipes that I had created myself in our commercial kitchen on the farm.
I feel like the location and the geography is obviously so important in the cookbook that you've created, and the way that seasonality interacts with that. How does that play into your approach to food?
I love using local ingredients. We try to grow as many things as we can and raise our own food. And if we can't find or can't grow our own things, we'll either partner with other farms or purchase locally grown produce and products that we don't produce ourselves from other farms to use in our cooking.
I think that people love the aspiration of growing and cooking great food from scratch, but they get sort of overwhelmed with how to fit that into their everyday lives. So what advice do you have for folks who just are trying to get dinner on the table every night or for weekend warriors? It's sort of, I think people are really eager to find ways to work parts of this lifestyle in a sustainable way into their lives.
So growing up, we raised a lot of meat. And, as we've become busier in life, it's not always possible for everyone to have full-time jobs at the home or off the farm and then be able to come home and raise your own livestock and so forth. So my simplest thing is to try to at least raise a simple garden and utilize a lot of those things from that garden into your cooking, as well as try to prepare meals ahead of time. And you can freeze things that you've made yourself and quickly prepare them in the evening on your busy weeks.
Let's talk a little bit about some of the food specifically that we're eating now, especially in the summer, which is such a great time of year to start thinking about eating seasonally and locally because there is so much abundance, especially in New England. So what are some of the things that you're really excited about that you're growing on the farm and that people might be seeing at their local farmers markets?
So strawberry season is coming underway. And one of the things that I like to do is to utilize strawberries and raspberries to make raspberry strawberry popsicles. I also use a lot of local berries to make homemade jams and jellies. And something like that is a quick and easy snack for your children on a hot afternoon. There a lot of berries are in season right now, and more will be coming into season. As I purchase berries at the farmer's market, I actually choose to freeze a lot of those, and then they're in my freezer in an abundance and ready to use when I'm ready or have time to actually prepare things like homemade jam.
I feel like there are some ingredients that get so much love and attention, like rhubarb. I feel like everyone gets so excited about this time of year. What are some kinds of produce that you think people might overlook that are also really great to think about this time of year?
There's a lot of things like snap peas that you can grow yourself, or if you don't grow them yourself, they're readily available at the farmers markets. There's a lot of farm stands, too, throughout New England that have many things right now. They've already pre-picked them, so you don't have to actually pick them yourselves.
What are some of your favorite cookbooks that inspired you when you were thinking about creating your own book?
Honestly, my favorite cookbooks are things that I have from my grandmother's cookbooks from the 1940s and the 1950s. Very simple, old-fashioned recipes. Those are some of my favorites and heirlooms that I collect in the kitchen.
Yeah, I feel like there's such a... people are creating such wonderful cookbooks all the time, but there's something so special about those recipes that have the family history. Were there any stories from your family that you learned in the process of gathering information for the book that really surprised you?
Well, both of my grandmothers talk about the hardships that they went through for the Depression. And one of my grandmothers was one of 10 children. So they had no other option but to grow all their own food and can all the food, sew their own clothes and things like that. Listening to her tell all the stories of growing up during the Depression and becoming self-sufficient for no other words than what she would say, they were dirt poor is how she would put it. That really, really inspired me and gave me inspiration for the book.
Okay, so I want to do a little bit of a speed round. So I'm just going to give you short questions. First thing that comes to mind, what's your favorite dessert in the summer?
Cream puffs.
What is
fresh berries.
That's a good one. That's a great answer. What's your favorite secret ingredient that you think everyone should have in their kitchen?
Dried powdered mustard.
I was actually thinking about that recently because I was making potato salad for Memorial Day and didn't have any. So that is a good one to remember.
One of the things, though, that I use in my recipes, probably because my parents, their main product was maple syrup. One of the other things that's a staple in our kitchen always is called granulated maple sugar. It's essentially a dry form of maple syrup. You can use it anywhere you would use brown sugar or regular sugar, but it doesn't add any additional moisture content like maple syrup would.
That's great. That's a really good secret ingredient to have. What do you think is a great recipe for kids who are getting excited about learning how to cook and getting involved in the kitchen?
Something like my peanut butter chocolate chip cookies.
What was the last amazing meal that you ate?
I made my grandmother's bouffe bourguignon.
So there's a recipe in the book for blackberry and blueberry spiked lemonade, which I think is so perfect for picnics and eating outdoors all year long. I was hoping you could walk our listeners through that recipe and its origins.
My father is French Canadian, and one of the things after you are on a long day's work on the farm, he loves to sit down with cold beer and usually blackberry brandy. So that is what inspired this. And it's as simple as using a blender, having simple syrup, freshly squeezed lemon juice, blueberries, and some guava nectar. And you essentially just puree everything together with the brandy and wine and then pour it over ice. Very refreshing, extremely colorful summer, and everyone should enjoy it.
Perfect. That sounds great. Well, for more recipes and stories, check out Jessica's cookbook, New England Farm Girl, Recipes and Stories from a Farmer's Daughter. Thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you so much for having me.
Tune in next time on The Clever Cookster for more tips and tricks from the kitchens of the world's best cooks.